Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at
321 Ignition, Think Agri,
Dealership Toolkit, M1 Data and Analytics,
BenQ, Fix Ops Marketing,
Don Brady Consulting, and Petro Automotive Products. Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on a late brew on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are crazy excited because royalty is inside of the cafe. This is going to be a royal brew.
It's going to be a special brew for everybody out tonight, man. It's going to be caffeinated and ready to go. Mm-hmm. This way that you can get your work week just ready, just and motivated, you know, because here's a story that I think that everybody needs to hear. Here's a story that I think we've all seen and we've all witnessed. A lot of us out here now have become fans, you know, of watching her grow and watching her share her story with a lot of people to the masses. And now that she's on this clubhouse, I'm telling you, she's really exploded since she's been on there even more. And I think her confidence and everything else is something that needs to be applauded and needs to be talked about in this business. So, let's make this happen. I'm excited. Our good friend, Michelle McClain.
Welcome to the cafe. We are excited that you are with us today. Car guys, car gals, the queen is here. Go ahead and do what it is that you do, whether you bow, whether you wave, whether you say hello, but do what it is that we love to do inside of the cafe, and that's put your mug in the air. Look at that beautiful mug that she already has right there. And we're not just talking about the cup. Wig. Car guys, car gals, put a coffee cup emoji inside of the comments right now. And make sure that you all know that this is the late brew. And you might need to go ahead and jazz it up a little bit. Go ahead and turn up the volume. If you got your headphones on, just rock out a little bit. And if somebody doesn't know what's going on, just tell them, I'm brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Fred Lenarts has been doing his due diligence to share. So help us out. Tag a car guy.
Tag him.
Tag a car guy.
Let them know what's up.
And let them know that you are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Woo!
Let's brew. All right. So, man, I am excited. We have Michelle McClain, the queen of Clubhouse. She's much more than just the queen of Clubhouse. She's a beautiful woman who's really doing some amazing things out there. She's inspiring a lot of people, not just on Clubhouse, but on Facebook and everywhere that she's even reaching out to. It's almost like if she can touch it, she's inspiring. So how are you tonight?
I am awesome. Hello, superhumans. I am so excited to be here. You guys are such rock stars. Wow, this is like a humbling moment, really. Like, I'm truly honored to be here.
Well, it definitely is a humbling moment for us. Any time that we are in the presence of royalty, we are thankful to get the chance to at least share our very best message. And that's to make sure that we apply 3 F's to keep growing, because that's something that you have been inspiring people to do, to go after their goals, to go after their dreams, to go after the things that they've most convinced themselves that they couldn't do. You have proven to people that all it takes is just a little bit of a mind shift and you can focus on achieving big goals and fly beyond your dreams.
No doubt.
And that's why we are excited to have you in the cafe. Blessing the microphone, blessing the airwaves. And we just want to make sure that we are applying 3 F's to get that going. You know the deal, car guys and car gals. We're getting ready to forgive, focus, and fly with the queen of Clubhouse herself. Michelle, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's rock and roll. Well, Freddie, you want to break this down a little bit? If those of you who have not seen the art that Freddie's been putting out there on the Forgive, Focus, Fly, he's been putting out some really incredible stuff, making sure that you understand the motions, right? You know what it is that you're doing. Break that down.
This is all love, man. This is something that Lou introduced to me, and when I really heard him break it down with his passion, I couldn't help be just like, wow, you're so right. It's exactly the path to take to be able to get to where you want to be and to be able to have that keep growing mantra that I love saying. I have to forgive, focus, fly. So forgiving is forgiving everything that you've ever, excuse me, like that, clearing your throat, you know, forgiving anything that comes up in life. You have to let it go because it's in the past. It's over with, right? We learn from it. We grow from it. But we do not let it hold us down. So you forgive it. You wipe it off your shoulders. All that unforgiveness. Then you have to focus on what you want. And to let all that unforgiveness go, focusing becomes so much easier, right? You focus on what you want, and then you fly to the heights that you've always wanted to go to, right? So, Lou, man, I love it. Once you do that, you're able to keep growing. So let's make this happen right there to forgive, focus, fly. It's on his hat. This is his birthday present. I got him for his 40th, right?
My
little forgive, focus, fly. I put a little 40 on the side because he finally hit the big 40s. Like, 40s are amazing.
I'm a big boy.
I love the 40s. They've been good so far. Except for my, 42 has been a little rough, my knees. But I'm all right. Hey, life is great. So let's go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do this. Go ahead and cross your arms, car guys and car gals. If you're in your car, just go ahead and do one hand on it. And on three, forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three, forgive.
Whoopsie, I don't even know it.
Focus.
Fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing.
That's right, girl. You're on it. You did it so perfect. Congratulations. Yeah. You are now in the club.
That's right.
You are a solutionary. Yes. All right. I love it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, tonight is Sunday. Sunday. I love Sunday. It's a good day. You had a great post today. And your post was exactly what I was trying to do myself. I was just trying to enjoy my day, and then be ready for everything that's coming up, recharging. So let's do this. This five-liner is going to be a lot of fun, Lou. And I'm excited about doing it.
I'm excited about being able to make sure that those that are listening and are really trying to hunt for something that's going to upshift and uplift them, those that are seeking that, they're going to get this from this incredible spokesperson for people that just want to dream big. And that's what we're excited to show off tonight. To be quite frank, we got a very special brew and we'll write it all over the chalkboard or whatever, but you all got to get some of this. So make sure that you share it with your friends.
Let's share it
with your enemies and share it with those that you most want to inspire. But let's get this rocking.
All right. Well, thank you for being here tonight. So my first question is my favorite question to ask. It's something I saw on TED Talk with Simon Sinek, and he talked about the why. The why is very important. That's what keeps you moving. That's why you're able to make those obstacles happen. That's why you're able to do that extra day or that two a day or whatever you have to do to make sure that you finish and check off your goals. What is that why for you?
My why every day is a motto that I have, which is just one. In 2016, I experienced tragedy on the worst level possible. I woke up to figure out that my husband had taken his own life. And I struggled with finding my why for a very long time. I know some people say it's family or kids or things like that. But for me, my why every day is literally to save one person, to save one person from ever experiencing the pain that I've had to go through, and one person from taking that fatal step and saying, I can't go on because you can. That's it. Plain and simple. Just one.
Wow. That is powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Wow.
And I want to tell you that you are an amazing person for doing that. I know that you're doing that every single day, and know that that is a blessing that you're able to do that every day. Thank you for doing that every day. Wow. Just one. What a great way of putting it. Just one.
Yep. That's it. It's all we can do. We can't save the world, but we can all save just one.
Can. I love that.
That's a heart of hope like that. Is what makes it possible to
green affect. Hearts.
I love it.
That's what makes it possible to affect millions with the heart that really just wants to affect one. You know, it's all for one. You know, and in the end, I believe that we are all contributing to a chorus that's for an audience of one. At the same time, one is the one simultaneously performing for the biggest audience of all time. And that's all of us. You know, I believe that dance is something that we all find ourselves in and engaging more in when we are committed to the life of somebody else.
Yes.
Seeing the vibrant expression of who somebody is genuinely for the sake of the person that you're trying to help, right? If you're really reaching out to help somebody, it's because it's from a posture of true hope and desire for their best, right? That's love. That's the pursuit 100% of love. That's the pursuit of love that'll make a person, you know, fight a alligator and literally pry open their mouth in order to pull out their dog. You know what I mean? That's incredible. That's love. That's the pursuit of love. You know what I mean? That's how powerful that is. And for the one, for the single, the singular, that's huge. Because everybody gets so focused on big, big numbers. But you can usually only affect one at a time.
Just one.
That's it. Wow. Oh, that rocks me.
No, she's powerful. It's powerful. Ooh. You know, and this, once again, this is why I wanted you to be here tonight. Mm-hmm. And your story is important, and people need to hear this. You're talking about, you're a phoenix right now. You know, you rose from the ashes, and you're coming up, and you're just sharing light, and you're exploding light amongst not just one a day. I know you're doing at least one, and that's a great motto, and that's all you need. 1%. So I always tell, even I love that number one. It's you know, it seems like a small number, but it's a powerful number when you put a bunch of them together, right? Every single day you add up 1 year, 365. You know what I mean? And it just keeps going. A decade, 3,650, you know, it just keeps going. And then just imagine how many people that impacts on when they impact other people because of that impact. Just keeps growing, and multiplies so much, so much. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for being here. And once again, thank you for sharing that. I know that's a tough thing to talk about.
I promised I wasn't going to break down and cry tonight. So you guys are getting me on the edge of that.
Oh, God, just on the first question, Michelle, we might want to go ahead and get the tissues ready.
Right?
Because I mean, your heart striking me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just to be able to zero in that focus. So this is your one, go after the one. And that's ultimately how relationships are built. It's on the one on one. Right? It's on the person to person. And so as we do that, we do end up having many people that contribute to the party. And we want to say hello to all these incredible solutionaries that are forgive focusing and flying with us and
yes,
impacted by the things that you're saying right now. Let's shout them out real quick. Starting with a Facebook user.
That's one thing I love about StreamYard. They're a great app. It lets us stream out to a ton of places, but certain things in Facebook, they have to go in and say that they give you permission. And it's an extra step. But we appreciate all Facebook users and everybody who's watching. People, we don't see your comments. Like I always say, we will be back and I will touch on all those and let you know that we appreciate them. Okay. Thank you. Just keep commenting. Michelle will definitely jump on. I've seen her put her hearts all over everything that people talk about. She has a heart of gold. That's why she is growing the way she is. She's genuine. She's a real person. She's tangible, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much again. So,
She's royalty.
I mean, I'm a bow down. Yes, I'm not worthy. You know, people always talk about us being a duo, right? We should be like right now, Lee and Garth. And, I'm not worthy. We're not worthy. Yeah. So,
all right. You're dating all of us right now, by the way.
Hey, I'm okay with it. I love being where I'm. It's like, you know, I feel like we were the second generation of the 60s. You know what I mean? Like the 60s were a really cool group of people. They were really innovative. They were trying to change the world. They were, you know, letting people understand culture is supposed to be blended, not supposed to be apart. You know, we're all supposed to encourage and learn and be open-minded, which is exactly what we were like in the 90s for me as a young adult, right? So
yeah, see, I was a 90s kid. I turned the big 40 this year. Like,
congratulations.
I don't know if I'm excited about it because, you know, 40 is the new 30 or if I'm dreading it, but yeah.
I'll turn 40. I mean, you have to close yourself on the being excited about it because otherwise right? It's dreading it. You don't want to look forward to
stuff. It's just because we look
that aren't fun, right?
We see our parents and we think about them at 40 and we're like, man, they were old. Right, but we're different than them, and I don't.
We
know.
Are different. We. So
I swear.
Are. I don't feel 40, so.
I don't. I honestly don't. I'm 42 now, and I don't feel it, but I definitely love it. Let's put it that way. I love my 30s, and just like you did, you found yourself in your 30s, and you know where you're going now, and you're very driven on it. This 40s, now that you have all that, imagine how far you can go, and it's going to be the best decade of your life. You know, so. Can't wait to watch it. We're all going to be watching it. So,
what's up real quick? We got Douglas.
That's right.
Jason Grimes.
Hi, Doug.
What? Oh, let me see here. We also got Charles Higgins.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, he's shouting right back at you. Charles Higgins throws that coffee cup emoji inside of there. Kenneth Dunner.
He's the scrum diddlyumptious.
I love it.
I love his comments.
Syllable silliness. I love it. Awesome.
Michael Landis, thank you for being here, my friend.
He's a superstar.
I hope he's watching too.
Yeah, they're great, great people. I love him and Allison. They're so awesome.
They are.
Savor the flavor of the awesomeness.
See what I mean? He's got the
40s birthday celebration. Yeah, enjoy that because it's coming. So you just might as well just make it as sweet as you possibly can. Let me see. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, we got Michael Lynn. We got a lot of great solutionaries that are in here, jumping out.
Loving them.
Loving the different platforms that they participate in. Thank you so much for loving on us tonight. Make sure that you go to carguycoffee.com and listen to some more of this when it is recorded and released inside of the podcast and get more of the brew that's inside of there. But yes, I know, sir. Folks, you can't just get you one cup of what Michelle is pouring out. So make sure that you get the entire collection and share it with your friends and the solutionaries that you want to rise up with. If you want more information about Michelle, make sure that you stay to the end so she can break it down for you and tell you exactly how to make sure that you make the connection the right way with her. But we have to get to the second question on this five-liner. And I'm excited to see the path to making this happen. Michelle, how exactly did you get into this field of the auto industry?
So I was just before my 18th birthday, and I had a car that I had bought on my own. My parents were those people that said, you want it, you earn it. So I saved up some money and I bought a car. And about 3 months after I bought my car, I walked out one night, I was waitressing in my car, I turned it on and the thing literally just smoked the whole parking lot. And so it was like 8:30 at night. And my mom's like, why don't we stop at a dealership on the way home? And mind you, they close at 9:00. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested. So I went to buy a car. Well, look at a car. I wasn't even 18 yet. And ironically enough, the dealership was like super shady. They had a really, really bad F&I manager. And he's like, oh, you turn 18 in 2 weeks. No worries. We'll just post-date the paperwork and you can buy a car tonight. Needless to say, I didn't buy a car. And my mom was so appalled by the whole scenario that she's like, absolutely not. We're not doing business with this dealership. Well, salesman called me a couple times. Sales manager called me a couple of times. And I said, listen, stop calling my phone. I'm not buying a car from you. So the third time the sales manager calls me, he goes, wait, don't hang up. I'm not calling to ask you if you'll buy a car. I'm asking if I can sell you a job. And that was kind of it. They offered to pay for my school. They said if I stayed 6 months and sold an average of 10 cars a month, they would reimburse me for my education. So I got an English degree, a marketing degree, a minor in business legal studies on the dealership. And the 6 months I had planned on staying ended up turning into a lifelong career up until I started my own business. Pretty
wow.
Crazy.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. So 14 and a half cars my first month, 22 my second, and
holy crap.
My third. So.
Wow, and you came in banging like that. That's impressive, and I believe that. There's no doubt. You could tell. You know, you could tell when somebody speaks their confidence in it. That's something car guy to car guy, car gal, whatever it is, car person to car person. It's awesome to witness what you're talking about. And you see it, and it's fun. There's nothing better than coming in the business in your first month, you hit 14 and a half cars your first month. You're like, hold on, this is too simple.
No training, mind you. I mean, I was literally like a guppy in a shark tank. And I was the only female on the floor.
That was back in the
2000s.
What were the demographics?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, wow, how many like total sales people on the floor?
We had 15. Yeah, 15.
15, and you were the only lady on the land.
Killing
and I was
it.
The only one under the age of 21. I was 18.
Yeah, you were still essentially a child.
I was a baby. I had no idea what I was doing. They're like, just go talk to people. You'll sell cars.
And you did.
That's what I did. I went and talked to people, and I sold cars. So.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's...
I mean, again, we don't need many commercials for people to try to jump into this business than testimonies like that to just say, look, I was a kind of a teenager. I was still really a kid. I jumped in. They said, here's this, here's that. And now I sold 14 cars. 14 cars on the average, folks.
Is and 29 grand in gross. That.
Yeah, that's a very good place in life to all of a sudden jump into. People work a long time and don't get to
you
half
like,
of that.
You've been stuck in this business ever since. You're never going to get out of it.
It's a boomerang business. Like you can't. Like I even started my own company. You know, almost seven years ago now, and I still like most of my clients are automotive. I love this business. The auto industry, in my opinion, has hands down the best industry in the world. I don't ever want to not be part of the auto fam ever.
That is my girl. So expand on the story, you know, and this isn't going to be the third question, but I do want people to hear what happened after that and what you and where you've gone, where you are now.
Right.
Also,
to starting your own business, you know, this you're
so you go from salesman of the kid. You go salesman of the month, and I'm sure you end up crushing the game, making all kinds of money. You're stuck in this business. You're a young kid who's making more money than you could ever imagine. What did you do next?
So I sold for about 2 years, and then I got promoted into a secondary F&I position. Uh-huh. And I fell in love with secondary customers. I think a lot of times people run away from the secondary client. For me personally, I wanted to be the solutionary, right? I would pound and pound and pound and pound the banks and go, here's 10 reasons to buy this deal for one reason that you're giving me that you won't. And I was like the queen of rehash. So I moved into secondary F&I, and then I moved into a position where I was a sales manager. And I kind of bounced back and forth between sales management, internet management. I did some stuff with BDC. It's kind of all like a blur now because I bounced around different departments within the same dealership. I was kind of the jack of all trades. Wow. But in 2009, I found Subaru. And I, to this day, I eat, bleed, sleep Subaru. I found my brand. I don't think I was ever really sold. I started at a Kia Cadillac and Nissan store, ended up moving to MITS and then Toyota. But when I found Subaru, like the game changed. I fell in love. And so from 2009 until 2014, when I ultimately made the decision that it was time, you know, to spread my wings and fly, I was a GSM for a Subaru dealership. I was basically handed, it was a GSM role, but it entailed a lot more. They were like, you have the highest CSI pretty much in the region. What are you doing? And I was just going above and beyond. I was sending out like handwritten personalized postcards that had pictures of me and my kids and my dogs. And they were gracing refrigerators and desks. I was sending out personalized cards. I just was going kind of above and beyond. I was sending out thank you gifts or cookies or like just little things to make a difference. And so the owner of the store came to me and said, what are you doing? I said, this is what I'm doing. He said, great. You're going to handle CSI and KPI for the whole store. And I'm like, wonderful. So ultimately, they ended up over-promising a whole lot of things. In 90 days, I took the store from a subpar CSI score to number two in the region, got them their stair step bonus, and all of that money that had been promised me kind of just went to the wayside. And I walked in with an ultimatum, and I said, either you cut me the check right now for what I was promised, or I walk out that door. And I threw my demo keys at the GM, and I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm better than this. I can do this for every dealership in the country. I do not need you. They threw my demo keys back at me and said, oh, no, they never wrote the check. They threw my demo keys back at me and said, do you really want to do this? At least think about it for the weekend. The grass isn't greener. We'll see what we can do. Uh-huh. And I said, I'm going to see myself right out the door, and I'm going to launch my own company. And that was it. I walked away, had a cushy salary, cushy office, the whole nine. And it broke my heart because I loved my clients. To this day, I still have clients that call me for referrals when they're buying cars because I did them right. And, but yeah, at 2014, I was out. I'm like, no more. I'm done. Like, I love y'all. I love the car business. I'm better than this. And I walked away.
Man, you know, I'm so proud of your all that whole story about what you're just talking about. That is powerful, and I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot of guts in this business because us men especially have made it tough for women for that to happen in this business. But you have made it. You made sure it happened, and that's powerful. That shows so much inside of you. I love that gusto. You know, from when you telling that story, and you know, you went through everything, and you're talking about leaving. You're talking about becoming salesman. She did all this without any real training. Okay, guys, listen. This means that you came in. And the reason why you're successful is because you did the stuff that most of the old car guys and car gals wouldn't do. Tell the truth. Go above and beyond. Follow up. Call your customers when you say you're going to call them. Make sure that the delivery process is done correctly and they're happy. Making sure that after they have any issues, they call you and you make sure that you do everything you can to help them find a solution. You're a true solutionary, and I love that. And just talking about that, I know that you did. You know what that is? It's what's so crazy. And the craziest thing about all that is that that's just human being traits. That's called being good to one human being, giving what you want back, what you would expect. When you do that, and that's what she did, she just was probably like, listen, when I'm buying a car, this is probably how I would like to buy a car and be treated. And you did that for people. That's my guess. I'm sure I'm right.
That was it.
Right.
I didn't really do anything special. I was good to people.
That is special. It's so crazy how that is actually a special trait, though it shouldn't be, right? But that makes you a superstar. But you exponentially, you 10 times it, like Grant Cardone talks about, right? You 10 times that. You made it even more. And you said, you know what? I know my value. You guys need to either give me my value here, and I'd love to do it here because I love my clientele. I love this place, and I'm doing everything I can to help grow. See, here's the numbers. Now, just pay me. No? Okay. Well, you know, if they don't pay you then you already know how it's going to be. So you might.
Want to know the irony of how that story transpired? 2 years ago, maybe a little less than 2 years ago, the owner of that dealership, right, who really never was involved in anything that was going on. There's 19 stores in this dealer group, mind you. So this is a huge dealer group.
Right.
The owner of the dealership calls me up and says, hey, we're having retention issues with our stores, and your name has come up in talks at tables. I would like to hire you. And I said, then I guess you have to pay me the $20,000 that you owe me from when I quit your dealership. And they didn't want to pay it.
They were like this.
And we're talking like thousands of dollars a month. Like
right.
They threw at me to do all of their client retention. I mean, I handled 3 years of client retention from start to finish for dealerships. And I turned it down. I said, I don't want your money. Sorry. My moral compass is worth more than the paper.
I'll take the dealership right next to you's money, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, proud of you. So kudos for that. I love that story. Thank you for sharing that also. Wow.
Just tying that in, there's just a couple keywords that I want to make sure that we correlate throughout it all, and that's the masterful craftsmanship she has at being a relationship builder, a builder of relationships and people. Yep. And that makes up for so much more of the other know-how. Knowing how to connect to somebody and speaking their language is going to make you be able to connect whatever you have to them, whatever your product is. You can step forward into an entirely new industry, right? And because of your ability to make that connection with other people, you're going to see that flourish. And that's why it's like you have that scepter at the moment, that as you point it, it is blessed and it is done and it becomes, because now you know how to aim the superpower that you have, you're crafting. You're still crafting it. You're just now, you know, really starting to get a whole new type of step and flow about you. You know what I mean? We're going to make sure that we have a little bit more of a car guy coffee habit inside of your life, where you get to hear a little bit more of us pumping you up and cheering you on and seeing that the solutionaries hear more of what it is that you're doing too, because this is what dreams are made of.
Yeah.
When people jump into this business, yep. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear leadership. And you help people to understand their own awareness. That's the thing that I'm just like, I keep feeling that awareness about you. There's people that are following you that, you know, for the most part, you can barely keep up with the amount of people that are following you, especially being the queen that you are. You know what I mean? It's impossible to maintain that many conversations except with a platform like Clubhouse, which, hallelujah, has opened up the doors for so many more people to jump into the conversation. And we want to encourage you all, check out Michelle and those rooms, and you will hear
breakfast some with valuable
stuff that is going to make sure that your day is filled with the stuff that it takes to make you be
absolutely. Day.